grumbling at the back of the clubhouse. Did you hear two sniveling little characters?
Now this is one of the biggest ventures we've ever been on.
What's your plan, boss?
Little do those squirts know that I have an ever-present friend of mine around, which is foe to them, and most of the time they can hardly see him.
Willie Flack, we came up together. It's always good doing a job with him. Did someone mention my name? Good to see you again, Willie. You know, I'm always around to do a good job for the boss. Yeah. I got the black chain just ready at your beckon and call.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, this is what we're gonna do. Will you take the chain and go around town putting up delicious posters of cake and ice cream and candy?
Oh boy, it all sounds so exciting.
Will you shut up and let me finish? Of course it's exciting. Now, Willie Black, make sure you put the posters in strategic places, exactly where those little know-nothings will see them and drool for want of all those delicious goodies. All the delicious goodies.
Excellent.
Sugar Cuba.
Yeah, boss.
You get busy stashing little sweet things around the clubhouse. Go on now, hurry up. They're bound to be back any moment.
Now that we've gone over how to prevent tooth decay, what do you think you could do to educate more people about good dental health?
I know! We could draw posters and put them in our neighborhood stores, reminding people to practice good dental care.
And you know what? I could get some booklets from my dentist. Every time my mother takes me to the dentist, he always gives me little comic books about how to brush your teeth and stuff like that. How about that, huh?
Wow, we could get a whole bunch of them and start giving them to people on the street when they are going to and from work.
That's right. People like to read things while on the bus and subway.
You can also ask your parents to help. Ask them to find out if your community has a fluoride program.
One of the main ingredients used to battle that terrible, terrible Mr. Tooth Decay is natural fluoride.
And if it doesn't, maybe they could encourage one. Be sure to use fluoride to harden tooth enamel so it will resist acids and bacterial byproducts produced by eating sugar.
That's right. The family that brushes together stays together.
Brother St. John, how come you're so interested in dentist stuff?
Well now, I thought you'd never ask. I used to be a dentist many years ago. Even though I'm old in years, I'm very young in spirit. And if I can help anyone practice good dental hygiene, by George, I'll do it.
Brother St. John gave me this giant toothbrush that I might carry it around in my back pocket all the time. I'm always ready.
I think we better get started.
Yep, back to the clubhouse, gang.
Here's a picture of that terrible Mr. Tooth Decay. Be on the lookout for him. His main sidekick is Sugar Cuba, but he's got many more. He's got another friend by the name of Willie Plack. Now, Plack's a sticky, colorless film of harmful bacteria that is constantly forming in your mouth. Willie Plack and Sugar Cuba get together to form harmful acids.
Those decay-causing guys are produced within minutes, and immediately they attack the enamel. And whether those acid-forming guys destroy the enamel really depends mostly on the resistance of the tooth and how long they are in contact with the tooth.
Brother St. John, how long does it usually take for Mr. Tooth Decay to get started?
Most of the damage is done within 15 to 20 minutes after sweet foods are eaten. That's why it's so important to use dental floss at least once a day. Plaque recolonizes on our teeth every 24 hours.
Wow, I like sweets.
so do I. But I eat them only with meals and make sure to clean my teeth thoroughly after. Instead of sugary snacks, I substitute foods such as fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts, cheese, popcorn, pretzels, milk, sugar-free drinks, sugarless candy, and sugarless gum.
Oh, boy, doesn't that just sound great?
Oh, come on, we can do it. Let's go!
One more thing. The one thing that Mr. Tooth Decay hates more than anything else is a toothbrush. So I'm giving each one of you a toothbrush. Each one has a length of dental floss, so you can hang it around your neck to remind you of the importance of using floss and brushing your teeth.
Thank you. Sure glad to meet you, Brother St. John's.
Come on back now, you hear me? Anytime, come on back. I'll be here, and you'll be welcome.
Brother St. John, till we meet again. In the Liberty Bell.
Ali, Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali.
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack. Don't you worry about that. The job can be won. And everybody out, get ready to bout. This won't be easy or fun. Get ready to knock him on his buns.
Andy and Kelly get out of the car first and run into the clubhouse. Ollie and the rest of the gang follow them. In the clubhouse.
Oh, no!
At that moment, Andy has just bitten into a huge piece of sugar cake. Kelly is about to do the same.
Hold it! This looks like the work of my arch enemy, his trademark, sugar cake. Oh, looks like we've got trouble.
That old giant sugar cake.
Hey, champ, I think Andy's got a bad tooth.
Looks like Mr. Tooth Decay has set in already. Oh, he set in already. Better get your dental floss and your toothbrushes, and let's start right now.
If I could just keep my greedy mouth shut.
Brother St. John told you.
Don't remind me.
Let's clean out this place. Let's clean it out now.
I took down those sweet posters that someone put up.
Hey, gang, let's take this toothbrush of mine and put it over the door. Because Mr. Tooth Decay won't have nothing to do with the clubhouse that has the protection of a toothbrush. Let's use this toothbrush from now on as a symbol of good oral hygiene. Timmy, please go out to my big bus and get that dental floss, and I'll place it right near the toothbrush. Good idea, man. Hurry up.
Let's take those other posters and draw pictures of Mr. Tooth Decay on the other side. We'll post them all over town.
I bet those characters are hiding around here somewhere.
In the meantime.
What are we gonna do now, man? What are we gonna do now? Hey, man, what are we gonna do now?
That toothbrush. Get me out of here.
Bonk, get the moth out of here. He looks like he's about to fade away.
What's happening?
Willie Platt, you gotta help the boss.
Hey, Sugar Cuba, there's no way I can help the boss with dental floss and toothbrush on the scene, dude. No way, baby. Bye.
There's a hole in the shingle. Gotta get out of here. Come on, boss. Gotta get on out of here.
I'm too weak. The toothbrush, I can't stand it. Oh.
Fresh air. We gotta get out of here. I'll be doomed to. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Boy, we got to be more careful. Let's hit the wind.
And they're off and running as fast as they can to get away from Ali and his gang.
Andy had to go to the dentist. He's got a bloody big cavity now.
Boy, Sugar Cuba will sure let you know when Mr. Tooth Decay has been doing his dirty work. When old Sugar Cuba gets in the cavity, boy, does it hurt.
Sometimes it takes an example.
Yeah, and especially if you're a hardhead, like some people we know.
We caught it in time. Who knows, Andy could have lost the tooth. You see, that only goes to show that regular checkups is a must. Regular checkups with your dentist can catch tooth decay before it destroys the tooth and becomes painful. Dentists can apply fluoride to your teeth to make the enamel stronger and more resistant to decaying areas.
Muhammad Ali, we can plainly see, is fighting Mr. Tooth Decay. Every kid is glad to give Ali a hand today, but the fight is tough. And sure enough, Mr. Tooth Decay wouldn't stop. He'll grind those teeth and go beneath with the help of a lollipop. He's been around, and he has found that children who eat sweets are just the ones we always find crying in the streets. Toothache. It hurts me so.
Ow.
Just what will I do? Call Ali right away.
Hey, Ali!
What he says is true. Hey, kids, always brush your teeth at least 3 times a day. After meals is the fastest punch to put Mr. Tooth Decay away. Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell at ringside. Muhammad Ali stepping into the corner of the ring, going into his familiar shadow boxing routine, looking over at the opponent. This time, the opponent is Mr. Tooth Decay. And as one looks at Ali, one has to wonder what he's thinking. This is the greatest adversary he has yet faced. Tougher than Joe Frazier and tougher than George Foreman. One has to wonder, is the confidence really there this time? Can Ali put away Mr. Tooth Decay? If he can, it'll be the greatest victory yet in the strange and varied and almost incredible career of the heavyweight champion of the world.
Sugar Cuba, come here. I want to whisper something to you. When I get through with Muhammad Ali's left jaw, mind you, the President of the United States is going to sign a proclamation declaring it a disaster area.
The fight's on with skill and brawn. Who do you think will win? Mr. Tooth Decay just gave a punch. Hit Ali on the gums. Watch him.
He's down, Juba. Look, he's down. He's down.
Oh, come on, Ali.
Listen, kids, I've got something better.
With a big surprise in Muhammad's eyes, like lightning, he gave a punch. Down went Mr. Tooth Decay.
One,
sure,
two,
had a hunch.
Ray!
At the count of three, we can plainly see Mr. Tooth Decay is back, fighting like a tiger that jumped out of a sack. Bam! Slam! Hit and slam!
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please, Judges Sinatra, Shanahan, and Havens have all scored this fight tonight unanimously, and still heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali and his gang.
Hey, gang, looks like we won round one.
The kids all cheer. What they hear comes from Muhammad's heart. Following his words of wisdom, Mr. Tooth Decay can't even start. The knockout punch comes after lunch when Sugar Cuber is gone. We leave this bunch of rascals lying in the lawn. Lollipop, sugar shake, chocolate sweets and pie. Willie Plack has a broken nose and a great big puffed up eye. Muhammad Ali and all the gang are so proud to say, with a knockout fist and a fancy twist, they put Mr. Tooth Decay away.
Greatness. Listen, Sugar Cuba, greatness is not great. I will show Muhammad Ali the greatness he would like to be the next time we meet.
Ali, we find, has a determined mind. And for kids, he won't turn back. He'll beat that Mr. Tooth Decay, who really is a quack. Mr. Milkshake will have his way. Chocolate fudge, he just can't budge. And so to the dentist, we make our way. Now, a special thanks to the American Dental Association. From yours truly, Howard Cosell, Muhammad Ali, Ozzie Davis, Frank Sinatra, Richie Havens, Bernie Morrison, Donald Siebert, and the Ali Gang for helping us create the greatest children's story ever told.
And don't you forget Dick Lavsky, the music man, sweet music. He's next.
America, we call upon you, you parents especially, to join in our drive to destroy Mr. Tooth Decay. Stand tall and support our fight, all of us together. Once again, Howard Cosell reporting from ringside, and thank you very much.